This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on Labor Day 2026 on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday, evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
Happy Labor Day 2026. We are live. We have 3 hours to spend together, and I'm looking forward to it, actually. Monday Night Trivia. That's right. I prepared. Well, sort of. It was here a minute ago. Come on. The show didn't even start. I couldn't have lost anything this quickly. I believe we still have a straggler. I'm not 100% sure. So if I throw this out there and you immediately know the answer, I guess that that means we don't have a straggler. But I'm pretty sure this is the final week on this. You can tell me if I'm wrong. 30 years ago, 41% of survey respondents said they'd considered physical assault if they were ever faced with this. 7% said they'd actually done it. So I want to know, 30 years ago, what was driving people to violence? All right, so there's maybe the question. If not, we'll just move on. We've got 11 bumper stompers. They have no theme other than I like them. Well, most of them. And we'll see how you do. They're ranging from the mid-50s to the early 80s. Yeah, so, 1981, I think. There you go. 80. Okay, I just looked at the list. So 54 to 80, to be exact. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And when all else fails, of course, you can have your own category because everybody knows something about something. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Don is in Beloit. So welcome back to WGN Radio, Don.
Hey. Hey, Raleigh. I don't know if it's the straggler or not either, because I didn't listen last week. I was busy working.
Oh.
And I was in Rhode Island all week. It was fun. It wasn't fun, but it was.
I was
going to
say, wait a minute.
Somebody had to do it.
Rhode Island and fun, usually that's an oxymoron right there. All right.
41%. I'm sorry, I apologize. I didn't quite hear you on that while I was on hold.
Yeah, and here's the deal on this, and I will say that that this actually today probably would be a lot higher, not lower. But as according to Fortune magazine, actually 32 years ago this fall, they did an article saying that 41% of their survey respondents said they'd consider physical assault if they were faced with this, and 7% who were surveyed said they'd actually done it. What I want to know is what's driving people to violence.
Is this an IRS? I'm cheating. I'm getting cheated on my taxes.
Okay, the IRS is not involved. We can remove that from the list.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
No, we can remove that too, although, man, I could see that being one.
My father was always amazed when they built a new one in our town in Western New York. And I don't know how he got on the subject of this, but when it opened, he asked about these doors, and they're like, well, we had to build them that way because otherwise they would just slam them and destroy them. So he found that quite funny.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think hate of the MVD or the DMV, depending on what state you're in, is fairly universal. But I will say, when you live in very small towns, like when I'm in the town where the radio stations are, I love the DMV here. There's always four people there. There's never any waiting. You know, they welcome you. Meanwhile, if you're in Phoenix or Scottsdale, forget about it. But so that's one of the nice things about small town America. We still have a nice government office. We've got a beautiful Social Security office here, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something that is threatening my pet.
Threatening what?
Your pet, like somebody's like.
I'm thinking, where the hell is this going? We're still working on the question.
Sorry.
No, all right. Well, that's all right. Back to that. That's just fine. No, no pets involved.
School bully.
No.
My teacher did something bad to my kid.
No. I think that number would be a lot higher than 41%.
Well, I don't know, Raleigh. I apologize. I didn't give this much thought, but sometimes that's my best answer sometimes.
Well, you'll get this. It's a Battle of Britain question, so here we go. You ready?
Sure.
What aircraft was known as the Flying Pencil?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm flipping a maple leaf nickel.
Okay.
It's either the Dornier or the Henkel. The Dornier or the Henkel.
You're right. It is one of those two.
And the reason I'm pausing is because they both kind of. I think it's the 111. I think it's the Henkel 111.
It's the Dornier DO-17.
Yes. All right. Beautiful.
Well, all right.
I love it.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The fact that you even have two choices is amazing to me. I would have had exactly none. That's for sure. All right. So I'm looking to see, does anybody else? No one else is guessing on our question right now. So we'll leave it there, and we'll reveal it at the end of the night tonight. But 30 years ago, 41% of survey respondents say they'd consider physical violence if faced with this. And 7% said they'd actually done it. I personally think the figure is higher now. So what is it? 888-876-5593. And it comes from an article in Fortune magazine. All right, so 888-876-5593. Ooh, we're going to do charts. I can see that coming up. Ooh, a lot of charts. Look at this. Ooh, 4 years of charts. All right, well, let's get Marty and his 5x5 out, and then I'll go lug over the books as we prepare for charts. All right. Marty and Whiting, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh?
Yes.
Nice to talk to you.
Yes. Are you ready for 5x5?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Live Long and Prosper comes from what television show?
Star Trek.
Yes, absolutely right. Where was the lowest world temperature?
Lowest
world temperature, which, by the way, was minus 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
You're looking for the town?
Oh, no, I'm just, hey, I'll settle for the continent, the country, you give it to me.
Somewhere in Alaska. No. Greenland.
Antarctica. All right. The Chicago Bears, as you know, are in the news a lot lately. They're considering moving to one of two cities. What are the cities?
Raleigh, I live like 20 minutes away. Hammond, Indiana.
That's one of them. What's the other one?
What was the question?
The Chicago Bears. They've narrowed it down to two locations. Hammond, Indiana, and what's the other area they're considering?
And It's in Illinois, but Arlington Heights?
Yes, Arlington Heights. Yes, absolutely. All right, so you just got to get two more. Doing good, doing good. Julie London had two husbands. Both were actors. Who were they?
Oh, gosh, Raleigh.
And one of them was actually better known as a songwriter, though he was on a TV show with her, by the way. And the other is definitely an actor.
Raleigh, the Colorado Chase, this question, I don't know.
Bobby Troup and Jack Webb.
Okay.
All right, so Jack Webb from Dragnet and Bobby Troup from Emergency and all those wonderful songs like Route 66 and all that. All right, we'll talk to you next week or maybe later this week.
You can only miss a two?
Yeah, it's absolutely, you got to get four out of five. You got two wrong, so we're done.
Okay.
Okay, bye. So,
all right, talk to you.
All right,
bye.
Good deal. Yes, we'll be here all week, by the way. Full shows all week long. A lot of charts coming up. And then some 5x5, too, with Barry from New Hampshire wants his 5x5. Good, we can do that. We can do charts, too. It's Monday Night Trivia. It is Labor Day 2026. It is live, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Much too easy to love you, but kinda hard to let go. Well, I guess I really knew I blew it when I could have been the star of your show. She said, ooh, 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 don't you know? Special lady, instead of just what you are, she said, "Fool, don't you know I love you?" She said.
I'm Raleigh James, 1975 Columbia, a fine song. So who is that? That's your first bumper stumper. We have a straggler question, which we revealed at the end of the night tonight. 30 years ago, 41% of surveyed respondents said they'd consider physical assault if they were faced by this. 7% said they'd actually done it, committed assault. So what was driving people to violence? And I'd say it's even more so today. All right, so 888-876-5593. There's your first bumper stumper. There's your question. And of course, best of all, you can have your own category, Sky. Is the limit on that, don't you know? So, we're going to have four chart getters in a row here. So, Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, how is it going?
Hey, 113th time caller.
How about that?
I got a request to besides if you'd take it for me.
Well, of course you do. Let's get that piece of paper out. I know it's here. All right, let's have requests.
I want that one that he had a hit there in the 60s, and he didn't have a hit for a long time. It was Dobie Ghost or Drift Away.
Dobie Gray, okay.
Dobie Gray, right.
Right, yeah, absolutely, okay.
But he had a long time. He had I'm In With the In Crowd.
Yes,
and then
yes.
If he had any other hits, I don't know what they were, though.
He had one of the biggest Northern Soul records of all time out on the floor, but not in the U.S. All right, so we'll play that. What else you got for me?
That is all.
Okay, then let's do charts. You ready?
Yes.
And you want this week in 1965, is that correct?
That'll work.
Number one, Help.
Oh, that's the Beatles.
Number two, Like a Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone. Bob Dylan?
Yes, number three, Eve of Destruction. The Eastern World, it is exploding.
Barry something, brother.
Yeah, it is Barry something. What would that be, Barry?
Well, we'll have to pass.
That would be Barry McGuire. That's okay. Number three. That was number three. Number four, You Were on My Mind. Yes, You Were on My Mind. It's a group. They were on A&M.
Yeah, if I heard it, I might get it.
When I woke up this morning, You Were on My Mind. I got troubles. I got worries.
The lead pack.
Yes, absolutely right. Very good. Number five, California Girls.
California Girls. Beach Boys?
Yes. Number six, Unchained Melody.
Oh, that's the group you don't like. They're Righteous Brothers.
Well, there's some that I do. Number seven, yeah. I Got You, Babe.
Sonny and Cher.
Number eight, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
James Brown.
Number nine, It Ain't Me, Babe. No, It Ain't Me, Babe. It Ain't Me You're Looking For, Babe.
Yeah, pass.
It was on White Whale. That would be the Turtles. And number 10,
here you go.
God. All right, this is the instrumental, number 10. It's an instrumental of the In Crowd.
Ramsey Lewis?
Yes, absolutely right. Well, that's enough to win. Hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away. All right.
I'm from Chicago area, so I knew Ramsey Lewis.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. All right, so absolutely, that's, you get up to three wrong, and you pass other than that. The prizes are worthless. You're doing it for the fun of it. It takes forever to get something. Eventually, you get a certificate that you like and something else that will mystify you, like a 45 or an 8-track or something. All right, so let's maybe a tablet. Let's put Billy Bob on hold here and preview what's coming up. John in Chicago is going to do, I think, 1969 charts. Jim in Blackwood's going to do 1970 charts. David in Muskegon, and I've got his answer. I told him it would take me a week or so. I've got his answer. He probably doesn't even remember his question. And that would be, I believe that's 1966 charts. I got to get bigger monitors for this room. And Barry in New Hampshire is going to do 5x5. There is a line, one, count them one, available for you if you want it. It's Monday Night Trivia, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. James. So, okay, who is she? And that would be 1969 on RCA. All right, there's your second bumper stumper. Now, as far as your question, that remains. It will be revealed at the end of the night if you don't get it. 30 years ago, 41% of survey respondents said they'd considered physical assault if they were faced with this. And 7% said they'd actually done it. What was driving people to violence, as reported in Fortune magazine in 1994? All right, so there's your question. Now, of course, I always say you can have your own category because everybody knows something about something. Love it when you do charts, and we have three lined up for that. I figure we're going to do it in year order. So that would be David in Muskegon with 1966, John in Chicago with 1969, and Jim in Blackwood with 1970. Then we got Barry in New Hampshire, who, not Beatles this week. No, we're going to do 5x5. All right, so that's the deal. There's one line available for you if you want it, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now, David, before we do charts, I always make good on my promise. You gave me an assignment to tell you the entire ownership history of WKMI, remember?
Yes.
All right, so you ready?
Yes.
All right, now before I give you the ownership, I want to give someone extra credit. He's been dead well over a decade, but Charlie Dewey. WKMI would not have been without Charlie Dewey. He was an engineer who in 1946 and 47 used whatever materials he could get a hold of and ultimately built WKMI, which wasn't WKMI then, it was WGFG, for Harold Gross. Okay, so it signed on August 8th, 1947, for Harold Gross as WGFG. And it remained so for about 5 years. In 1952, Steer acquired it. Now, this is not the David Steer you're familiar with. This is Howard D. Steer, who was the original owner. It was later managed by David E. Steer, but they acquired it in 1952. And that's when they flipped the call letters to WKMI. And of course, under Steer, it grew into a highly successful top 40 station that we don't have to talk about. I'll get to WKMI later. Let's leave them apart now. In 1993, Steer sold it to Crystal. And Crystal owned it for 5 years from 1993 to 1998. That was Ed Sackley and his business partners. They already owned WRKR-FM. They purchased KMI and KFR to form a dominant local market cluster, and that was the Crystal Radio Group. All right. 98, they sold it to Cumulus. Cumulus had it until 2013, publicly traded, obviously. 2013 to today, Town Square Media. They acquired it November 14th, 2013, in a major multi-station asset swap. It was a big deal, like $238 billion or something. They got 53 stations from Cumulus, including WKMI, and they are the active licensee to this day. Now, let's talk about the FM. All right, so we want to talk about June 1964, when Steer launched WKMI-FM with 23,500 watts of power on 106.5 as an FM stereo companion. So June of 64, that was the deal. They changed the call letters briefly in 1966 to WSEO, but then it went back. And 1972 to 2006, Fairfield owned it. Fairfield Broadcasting Company. They bought it June 25th. So Steer sold the FM station and, of course, the remaining co-ownership of the AM. And the new owners changed the call letter to WQLR. And WQLR became, you know, obviously successful. I don't have to tell you. Beautiful music and then adult contemporary. And then in 2006, Midwest Communications, family-owned Wisconsin company, Midwest Communications, purchased Fairfield Broadcasting's Kalamazoo cluster, repurposed WQLR to an AM station, rebranded 106.5 as WFVM, and today the station is still under Midwest ownership, and they've got a variety hits format. So there you go.
Okay, so that was... WKMI, I remember AM 1360,
yes.
That became a top 40. Now, when did David Steer have get ownership of WKMI?
Well, it was he and Howard. They had it from 52 to 93.
Okay.
And I don't remember if Howard was his father or his brother, but family.
Okay. That was Howard Steer, his dad, I believe.
Okay, and then David. David became the manager. I think it was his dad, too. So anyway, David became the manager. And then they sold off the FM in 72, but they had the AM until 93.
Huh. I didn't know that. It was 93, because I thought that Mr. Hicks, who owned KFR before that, had bought KMI.
Yeah, well, that's the ownership history according to the FCC. You wanted to know, now you know. The rest is your...
Yes.
All right. So we've done that. So we get to charts now, do we?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I think we actually did a week in 1966 last week, so they should all sound pretty darn familiar. But we'll go with the week ending September 10th, which would be this week, 1966. Number one, You Can't Hurry Love.
The Supremes.
Number two, Sunshine Superman.
Donovan.
Three, Yellow Submarine.
The Beatles.
Four, See You in September.
See You in September. The Happenings?
Yep. Number five, Summer in the City.
Love and Spoonful.
Number six, Land of 1,000 Dances.
Cannibal and Headhunters.
I wish. No, it was the hit version. And the original version, by the way, was actually Chris Kenner who wrote it. I loved Cannibal and the Headhunters, but no, this was the hit. So 1966. Who did the hit?
Okay. Yeah, because I remember Cannibal and the Headhunters.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wilson Pickett.
Yes, absolutely right. Number seven, Sonny.
Bobby Head.
Number eight, Working in a Coal Mine.
Oh, God.
Great record.
Yeah, it is.
You can do this. New Orleans.
Oh, Jesus.
Was on Amy.
Working in a Coal Mine.
Going downtown, working in a coal mine. Oops, about a, yeah. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone.
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh, God.
Oh, you'll hate yourself.
Yes.
Well, but that's all right. You're entitled to some wrong. That Working in a Coal Mine was Lee Dorsey.
Oh, okay. Lee Dorsey.
Yeah. Okay, number nine,
yeah.
Bus Stop.
The Hollies.
And number 10, Guantanamera.
Oh, God. That was Guantanamera. Oh, God. I'm trying to think. It was, because that's Spanish. It was.
It was on A&M.
Yep, I remember the song, but I don't remember the, I always forget that artist who did that.
Yeah, well,
song.
I can,
I have it on
I can understand, yeah, I can understand why you would forget it, although they did a really nice rendition with English lyrics to Wave, so I'll always like them for that, but that was the Sandpipers.
Oh, yeah, the Sandpipers, because they did a very, it was, you know, it was Spanish. And I had it on my oldies playlist.
All right. Well, there you are. You got enough to be right. So hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away. All right. So
all right.
There you
well.
Have it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Moving over to 1969, don't you know, as we welcome John from Chicago. Hey, John, how are you?
Very good. How are you, Raleigh?
I cannot complain. Actually, I have a whole list, but you don't want to hear it. So, all right. Number one, you ready? This is 1969, okay?
Okay.
Sugar, Sugar.
Archie's.
Number two, Gene. Yes, one word, a name, and he also had Good Morning Star. Yes, absolutely. Number three, Little Woman.
Oh, Bobby Sherman?
Absolutely right. Number four, I Can't Get Next to You.
Temptation.
Yes, number five, Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Love and Spoonful.
How about Fly in the Family Stone?
Okay.
All right, number six, Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's Talking. That's a British guy, isn't it?
No.
No?
No. He also, a bigger hit, he also did Coconut.
Do not know that one.
Nilsson, Harry Nilsson.
Okay, I should have known that.
Yes, you should, but that's all right. Number seven, Easy to Be Hard.
Three Dog Night.
Number eight, Honky Tonk Women.
Or Rolling Stones.
Number nine, This Girl is a Woman Now. On Columbia.
I'm not going to get that one.
Oh, man. Well, all right, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Okay.
And number 10, Green River.
Um, Green River. Green River.
Yeah, you got to do this.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I know. I got to get through. Green River is.
Was on Fantasy.
I gotta get this one.
Yes, it is important you get this one in order. Not that the prizes are worth anything anyway, but just in case.
I know. I'll try next week. I guess I'm not gonna get that one.
Wow, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, I should have gotten that one.
Yeah, but all right.
Next week.
I'll look forward to it.
Have a good week.
Thanks, appreciate it. You too.
Thank you.
All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And, oh, we've got Jim in Blackwood. Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hello, Raleigh, and have a happy Labor Day this weekend.
Yes, you too.
We were talking earlier about the trivia question about Julie London like that, and she worked with both her spouse and ex-spouse on that emergency show. She was the head nurse on.
Yes, it's true. Very, very civilized. Yes.
And if I'd been a screenwriter, I think I would have been tempted to put in some dialogue where somebody argues with her like that, and she kind of blows them off, and she says, "Oh, cry me a river."
Yeah. Yeah.
So, by 1970, that was Labor Day weekend. That was the weekend. I had mid-July. I had the appendectomy, so it took 6 weeks to recover. And I went to see some family friends in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay.
That was the first time I'd heard Casey Kasem's Countdown. I said, "Hey, it's a good show. It's a syndicated show." And I said, "I hope it comes to Philly soon." It took about 3 years, but
yeah.
That's what I remember.
Well, it used to be a cash show. The stations had to pay for it. It wasn't barter. So
yeah, one of my friends I knew worked in Rochester, and he about 73, I think he actually they sent a package, and they said it would have cost him like $69 a week to carry.
It must have been in a very small market.
Rochester, New York.
Oh, actually, I didn't know they'd give it for $69 in Rochester. Wow, that's desperation.
But that would have been. I guess that's what they would have paid a board op to do the show with that weekend, I guess.
So. I'm surprised Watermark would have let it go for that, but you never know. All right, so here we go. This week in 1970, Labor Day weekend, war.
Yep. Oh, Edwin Starr.
Yep, number two, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Diana Ross.
Number three, Make It With You.
Red.
Number four, In the Summertime.
Mungo Jerry.
Number five.
Mungo Jerry had one hit in the States. They still are a one-hit wonder. But in the UK, that was the first of about 20 hits.
Yeah.
And I think they're still performing.
Big hit here. Number five, Close to You.
Carpenter's first hit.
Number six, 25 or 6-4.
Chicago.
Seven, Patches.
Not
Dickie Lee, right.
Yep.
Patches, I'm Dependent on You, Son.
Clarence Carter.
Yes. Number eight. If You Let Me Make Love to You, Then Why Can't I Touch You?
Ronnie Dyson from the cast of Hair. Yeah.
Number nine, Spill the Wine.
War and Eric.
Yep.
And the story about that was I heard one of the, before they recorded their first session to celebrate the actually had a bottle of wine. They spilled it all over the board, and it cost like $20,000 to fix it. So that's kind of stuck in there.
Well, they recorded it for MGM, so which of course the animals had been on. So I suspect they had to pick up the cost. And number 10, Looking Out My Back Door.
Credence.
Absolutely right. All right, you got all 10. We'll see how far you get. Number 11, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered.
Stevie Wonder.
12. Don't Play That Song. You can do it. Female vocalist.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw in Atlantic City too. Aretha Franklin.
Yes, with the Dixie Flyers. That's right. And number 13. Julie, Do You Love Me?
Bobby Sherman.
Number 14, Heidi Ho.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Number 15, I Just Can't Help Believin'.
B.J. Thomas.
16, Overture from Tommy.
The Assembled Multitude.
Yeah. 17, Hand Me Down World.
Guess Who.
18, Candida.
Dawn with...
Yeah, that's right. 19, Snowbird.
When I saw her in 71 in L.A., she said, I want to do a medley of my hit. She had the time, so it was Anne Murray.
Yes. Number 20, a remake, I Who Have Nothing.
Tom Jones.
Yep, 21, Everybody's Got the Right to Love.
Supreme Sons, Diana Ross.
Yeah, who the heck would even remember that record? Number 22, Band of Gold. Obviously not the same as the Don Cherry Mel Carter record.
Yeah, that was a...
You can do it.
Well, I think initials.
FP.
Oh, Rita Payne.
Yep, absolutely right. Number 23, Solitary Man.
Neil Diamond's reissue of 66 hit.
24, Groovy Situation.
Gene...
Yeah, you can do this.
Yeah, they did. He did also.
One of my favorite artists.
Gene McDaniel.
No, not even close.
Oh, well. And the signature song was the monocle and the top hat.
Yeah, right. You're thinking of Duke of Earl, which actually was the Duquesne, but they released it under his name.
Initials again, please.
A Groovy Situation?
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Say again?
I say you want to hear it?
I know the song, but I just know the artist here, the artist's initials.
Initials, huh? Well, we know the first initial is G, and the second initial is C.
Gene...
Oh, you're going to hate yourself for this.
Oh, Gene Chandler.
Yeah, there you go. Number 25, Tell It All, Brother.
Kenny Rogers with...
And?
First edition.
Yep, absolutely. Number 26, Rubber Ducky. Right, but who is it credited to? Just one word.
Ernie.
Yep. 27. I Know I'm Losing You. You can do it on Rare Earth Records.
The white label from Motown.
Yeah, Rare Earth.
Okay.
And so, therefore, the group is?
Rare Earth?
Yeah, of course. It's Rare Earth on the Rare Earth label. Right. All right. 28. Tighter and Tighter.
Tommy James.
Alive and Kicking, but you did really well.
He produced that, yes.
Yeah, but it's still alive and kicking. All right. Well, excellent.
Style, though.
Excellent work. Hang on, don't go away. Stay where you are. And always good to hear from you. Thanks. And we'll after the news, we'll pick it up with Barry and his 5x5. Diana, Chicago's going to guess on my question, and you're going to have another bumper stumper all coming up Monday night, Labor Day, live on WGN Radio.
You're wasting so much time, girl. So be smart.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? That's kind of a gift, and that's a bumper stumper. And our question, I'll repeat again, it's going away at the end of the night tonight. 30 years ago, 41% of survey respondents said they'd considered physical violence if faced with this. 7% said they'd actually done it. Now, what I want to know is, what is driving people to violence? And this is out of Fortune magazine from 1994. It's probably even bigger today, as far as that goes. So I'll defer to those guesses. And then, of course, if you don't know my questions and have no clue about my bumpers, gift though the last one was, then have your own category. Sky's the limit. So 888-876-5593. Diane is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad you did.
You're welcome. I was wondering, because it's Fortune magazine, it must have to do with people's like material well-being or something. Maybe somebody guessed it before, but I was wondering, identity theft?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Could I have an after teaser?
I don't see why not. Let's have a look here. Okay. Let me pull the questions, come up with something that would be appropriate, I hope. And let's see here. Oh, man. Let's see. All right. Let's see. With a name like blank, it's got to be good.
Oh, I think you had this long ago, Smuckers.
Absolutely right. All right. Yeah. Well, you remembered it either way. Good deal. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I don't keep track of what I've asked and what I've had. And a lot of the questions I can't ask anymore because they're just too obscure since the game is now over 40 years old. All right. So put Diane on hold so John can verify your address. But the prizes are, in fact, worthless. Maureen in Lindenhurst going to take a guess. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. Have a good night. And I was wondering if it has to do with adult coaches and parents in youth sports.
Oh, I like it. It doesn't.
Okay.
But it's a nice guess.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Good
yeah,
night.
That's a swell guess. And that would drive probably more than 41%, I do believe. All right. So Barry is in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. How about Black Friday shopping?
Oh, yeah, Black Friday shopping. Give me another one, because that's not it.
Okay, that's all right.
All right, well, let's see. I'm looking for 5x5, and this group, I'm pretty sure that I've already asked them all, but maybe not. I'm pretty sure I did, and maybe even asked you. Let me see if there's more. I'll look for... I have pages and pages of this, thanks to Lisa and Laura, so... let's get one that hopefully I haven't asked about yet. Let's see. Who is known as the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin.
Carol Burnett was known for making what kind of yell?
Tarzan.
Yes. What is Disney's flying elephant named?
Dumbo.
Yes. Should we get one more? How old were Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin when they died?
27.
All right. You got them. 4 out of 5. You're a winner. Right. Hang on. Don't go away. Well done. All right. Excellent. So 888-876-5593 is it for Barry. We put Barry on hold. All right. Now, it is Labor Day. 2026 is a live show. I think Adam was telling me that was the only live show on WGN. Well, that's what I'm here for, and happy to do it. We do all the holidays, unless WGN preempts me for specialized programming, which is something they do. But I was thinking, it was, I can't believe this myself, but it was 6 years ago tonight, Labor Day, that I started doing the 10 to 1 shift on WGN. I've never done anything for 6 years in my life before this. He has never. And that's all because of Sean Compton. That's the absolute only reason that would cause that. And I'm grateful to him for that. And grateful that you're still listening and still calling. So thank you, thank you. Yeah, 6 years. Whoa. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, the only thing about trivia as I've mentioned before, no small thing, is that Tuesday through Thursday I can do a monologue if it comes to that. But Monday night, in order to play trivia, I need contestants. Yeah, because if I'm asking the questions, it's really not fair if I answer them as well. So that's up to you. So if you haven't called before, if you usually get a busy signal, I'd say this is the time to call, like right about now, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. While I'm bossing you around, let me remind you that we have a new moon on Thursday, and that is at about 10:30 Central Time. So if you write your prosperity checks, no real money involved, you know you got to do it right around the new moon. So that's September 10th, and beyond that, I don't know. Yeah, Carol used to keep me straight and tell me all about the new moons and all that, but now I'm on my own and I'm useless. So other than that, let me see what I can do. I can give you a little this day in history. Ronnie Dove, 91. Yeah. Now, is he still alive? I haven't heard about him passing, but 91. Wow. From Herndon, Virginia. He retired a few years ago, but he was definitely still among the living. I haven't heard anything to the contrary of that, so I assume he is. So happy 91st to Ronnie Dove. I'm going to check this out in case I'm going to be made a fool right now. It wouldn't be hard. Let's see. Ronnie Dove. All right. Yeah, last thing I want to see is Obit, right? Apparently not. He's 91. I hope it was a happy day for him. All right, Gloria Gaynor, 83. And, yeah, of course, her first hit was She'll Be Sorry. And that was 1965 for Jodica. That was Johnny Nash's label. And then I Will Survive in 78. And she did a remake of Never Can Say Goodbye that the Jackson 5 had in 71. But her 74 remake was just huge. You betcha. Buddy Holly would have been 90 this week. Yeah, right now, today. And Little Milton would have been 92 today. Yeah, all right. So wonderful stuff for Little Milton. It was Ike Turner who signed him to Sun when he was still a teenager. He recorded a lot of singles. Nothing happened. So he moved to East St. Louis, and he started Bobbin Records. And, you know, that's where Fontella Bass was before her hits on Chess and Albert King and Oliver Sane. And he actually was distributed by Chess, which made the label somewhat successful. Man, he's been dead since 2005, a month before his 71st birthday, had a stroke that took him out. Joe Simon would have been 90 today. Yeah, that's right. Born in Louisiana, grew up in the Bay Area of California, Richmond, near Oakland. Died in 2021, and sadly died in an ambulance en route to the hospital, 85 years old. Jermaine Stewart, yeah, would be 69 today. And, of course, moved to Chicago as a teen. So he and Jody Watley and Jeffrey Daniel were the original dancers on Soul Train. Yeah, died in 1997 in Chicago. Liver cancer. He was just 39 years old. Yeah, so sad. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And Jackie in Kankakee is going to guess on our trivia question. So what do you think, Jackie?
Hi, Raleigh. Would it be someone shopping cart pushed into your car?
Ooh, that would be reason to do that, but no.
How about someone stealing your parking spot?
Oh, that would definitely be it, but nope.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Cheyenne. Appreciate it. Yes, I could see coming to blows over that. You betcha. Yeah, especially if you've been waiting a while and they kind of zoom around you and get that spot. Of course, you know, being a decided oldster at this age with handicap plates, I don't have the problem as much anymore, but you'd be surprised. There's fights over handicap spaces, too. All right, so let's see. I believe we are going to do some 5x5 with Brian in Miami. So Brian with a Y in Miami with two I's. How's it going tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear you on the holiday. By the way, you and I have that in common. I don't know why so many hosts, Mark Simone in New York there at WOR, takes not just the holidays off. He takes a three-day weekend almost every week. But I always find holidays interesting. You might have a lower listenership, but you have so much to talk about with the history of the holiday, whatever it happens to be. So God bless you for broadcasting tonight. And as a militant agnostic, I don't even believe in God, so I don't have his help in answering your five questions.
Probably not going to need them. But, yeah, I'll say that I do the holidays more because when I was growing up, I loved listening to the radio in the 50s, and I was just horrified when, you know, a holiday would come and I'd be there alone in my bedroom or, you know, sick in bed or in the hospital or whatever, and none of the regular hosts were on. And I always said, you know, if I ever get to be on the radio, I'm never going to take off a holiday. And I live true to that. So here I am.
Good decision. By the way, before you hit me with those, and I probably go, if lucky, 1 for 5, I'm wondering if you're, during your wide travels in radio, you have ever run across a guy with, well, he's got an unusual name, so you'd remember it. I think anybody would. Bruce Flowers out of Pittsburgh.
Know who he is, but never worked with him.
Do you happen to know if he's still alive? I owe him the most enormous, humongous, ginormous, as the semi-literate say, thank you for something he did, a favor for me he did back in 1972 in Chicago.
Wow.
Of all cities.
All right.
If he happened, and he might be listening, I don't remember that he was a fan of yours, but I'm surprised you didn't hang out with him in a bar somewhere along the way, because he got around, well, and I know you get around. But anyway, so
but what am I gonna say?
Hit me with your best five,
no,
please.
I'll get to that, but Bruce Flowers, I remember from Philadelphia radio. He was on the jazz station there. Now, from Pittsburgh, there was a guy in sports radio, Lee Flowers. So I don't know as far as that goes.
I'm sure it's the same guy with a name like that, and that was his real name. It wasn't a stage name.
Yeah.
I knew him at the National High School Institute there at Northwestern University between my junior and senior years in high school. I went up there, and again, he did an enormous favor for me. I asked his judgment about something. I was going to say yes anyway, but I showed him the letter that actually appointed me out of the blue. I didn't even know my high school, Lindbergh, back in St. Louis, had a radio station up and nearly ready to go on the air, much less that I would be appointed program director, the inaugural program director. So I went down the hall because I knew he was the number one guy for radio at the Institute of the couple of hundred of us young folks that were there from all over the country, and knocked on his door. I didn't know him very well, but I knew that he was the radio guy at Northwestern that summer, and showed him the letter, and I said, should I do it? And he said, why would you not? And that sealed the deal.
Yeah.
And it changed my life. So one of these days I'm going to get a chance maybe to find him on the internet and thank him, because I sure owe him, just like I owe you for all these years of listener of listening enjoyment. Again, hit me with the five.
Right.
I hope I get one.
All right, what's tripe made of?
Tripe, you say? Well, isn't it the innards of an animal?
Well, it's a particular organ.
Stomach lining?
Yes, absolutely. All right, very good.
All right.
Very good. Okay, what successful singer was in Destiny's Child and is nicknamed Queen Bee?
Well, that's that clown who's married to an even bigger clown, Jay-Z, Beyonce Knowles, although she goes by the mononym.
Absolutely right. Who originally hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Well, that was Regis, and I won $16,000 on the show for a buddy of mine as the phone-a-friend, and I told Regis when he called me, this is in 2002, I was out in Albuquerque doing the old Radioactive Albuquerque show in nuclear Mexico there, and he called me, and he hit me with the question, and I said, well, I got this one, Regis. He says, no, wait, Brian, you have to listen to all four choices.
Uh-huh.
Regis, at the $16,000 level, the question's got to be tougher. I don't need your four choices. But, Brian, you got to listen. That's the rules. I said, okay, Regis. So I put up with the four, and, of course, I got it right.
Yeah.
And $16,000 for my buddy Anthony up there in the Motor City of Detroit, where he was my partner on the radio at WPON.
All right. All right. Well, anybody who survived WPOM is probably better off for it and has lots of stories.
You better believe it, but not tonight. Hit me with the rest of the questions, please.
Who was Chicago's first black mayor?
Well, that would be, he died on the job. That would be Washington, not George. Harold.
Right, exactly. All right, so I want to know, who was married more times, Mickey Rooney or Elizabeth Taylor?
Well, I'm going to go, Elizabeth famously was 8 times, although that depends on how you count, because Richard was twice.
Right.
So you could argue that it was only 7 times.
Let's go with that. Let's say it was 7.
Okay. Well, then I believe Mickey Rooney was up around 8 or 9. So I'm going to go with real name Joe Rule, by the way. Mickey Rooney.
You've done it 8 times. That's all you got to get is 4 right. You did it, and the news is next. Hang on. Don't go away, and thank you for calling. All right, so I'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Oh, baby, just let me alone. Leave me be. I'm tired of all the women making a fool of me. Oh, baby, baby, can't you see?
You know, Dapper Dan, 60 Minute Man, and some of the fellas you know. 'Cause when I get to rockin' all night long,
just let me alone. Leave me be. Staying all night too much for me. Oh, baby, baby, can't you see?
I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? 1954 on the Great Lakes label, indeed. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. So let's see what we're doing here. Oh, I know. We're going to do country. Oh, this will be fun. Oh, yes. I've got a question, by the way, and it is going away at the end of the night tonight. So it's truly now or never, to quote Elvis. Oh, God, it's come to this. All right. 30 years ago, 41% of survey respondents said they'd considered a physical assault if they were faced with this. 7% said they'd actually done it. I want to know what is driving people to violence. And I will admit that, violence, you betcha I've committed it over this. And more than once. All right. Bailey in Bristol, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how y'all doing?
All right, how about yourself, Bailey? What's up?
Doing good.
So you want to do country charts from 1956, September of 56?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's see what we
all
got.
All right, so here we go. The Billboard charts, 1956, country. Crazy Arms.
Ray Price.
I Walk the Line.
Johnny Cash.
Don't Be Cruel.
Elvis.
I've Got $5 in It Saturday Night.
Baron Young.
Yeah, good. Why, Baby, Why?
George Jones or Webb Pierce and Red Savine.
Yeah, George, it is Red Pierce and Webb Savine. You're absolutely right. Honky Tonk Man.
Johnny Horton.
Yeah, You Are the One.
Carl Smith.
Yes. Just One More.
George Jones.
Absolutely. Conscience, I'm Guilty.
Hank Snow.
And the Blackboard of My Heart.
Hank Thompson.
Excellent. Oh, you did very well on that. Very well on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
So, yes, I'm impressed all the way around. Good deal. All right. So, hang on. Don't go away, Bailey. You know, prizes are worthless. Eventually, you get a certificate that's fun, but the rest of it, you know, like a tabloid or something like that. But hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, that is the deal. Bailey knows his country. from Bristol, Tennessee. That is just excellent. All right. Yeah. Well, next week maybe we'll do the bottom of the charts and see how you... Yeah. All right, so let's see. We're going to do more charts with Mark and Aurora, I do believe. All right, so we've gotten away, have we, from Star Trek for the week?
Yeah, for now. We'll go back to it soon, but I'm doing this week in 1969 because John tells me that a lot of years have been done already.
Well, I think 69 is one of them that's been done already.
Okay, which one hasn't been
done?
Well,
let me look at 69 to make sure I'm right, because when I see the songs, I'll know if that's it or
Somebody
not.
Somebody else did it.
Yeah, this, that's interesting. Well, I don't know, maybe not. I'll do it again just in case.
Okay.
All right, number one, right. Honky Tonk Women.
Rolling Stones.
Number two, A Boy Named Sue.
Johnny Cash.
Sugar Sugar.
Archie's.
Green River.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Get Together.
Youngbloods.
Put a Little Love in Your Heart.
Jack Eda Shannon.
Lay Lady Lay.
Oh, no. Or Jackie Da Shannon. That's
yeah,
what
yeah, I no, I
saying.
Know what you mean.
Lay Lady yeah. Lay, Bob Dylan.
Yes, you know, I know you meant Jackie Da Shannon. I understood that. Number eight. Yeah. Easy to Be Hard.
Three Dog Nights.
Number nine, Sweet Caroline.
Neil Diamond.
And number 10, I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
Dionne Warwick.
No.
So I guess we
no,
see
no,
how
no, no.
Or I'll Never Fall in Love Again?
Yes, 1969. Labor Day, 1969.
Okay, let's hear it.
Male, it's a male.
Okay.
All right, you don't want me to play it, do you? You do, do you? Oh, God.
Yeah, I do.
You hate me.
Because I obviously wasn't right about Dionne Warwick.
No,
so.
You absolutely weren't. But let's see. Not even close. Let's see.
I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
Yeah. And, it's just awful. Let's see. Let me make sure this is it.
Because I gotta try and go on from number 10.
All right, so here we are.
All right. Oh, Tom Jones?
Yes.
All right. Now we see how far I can go.
I've been in love so many times.
And as you know, it's not the same record. You're thinking of the Burt Bacharach record. No. All right.
No,
so,
it's not.
Absolutely. All right. Number 11. I Can't Get Next to You.
Temptation.
Yes. 12. Laughing.
Guess Who.
13. Polk Salad Annie.
What? Tony Joe White.
Yeah. 14. Give Peace a Chance.
Lennon.
No. Well, in a way. You can do better. You can do better than that.
John and Yoko.
No, you can still do better than this.
Play it.
No, you've got the right artist. You just don't have the right artist on the label. You've got the right people, but that's not how it appears on the label.
Oh.
And you should know this.
Yeah, I guess I should.
When I tell you, you'll definitely know it.
John and it's not John and Yoko?
No.
Okay.
It was well known at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. And I'm sure I'll recognize it when you tell me.
Yes, you will. The Plastic Ono Band.
Oh, yes. All right.
Good to talk to you. Okay, thanks. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, yes, the famed Plastic Ono Band. All right, 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, John is in Covington. I do believe we're going to do a little All in the Family trivia, so let's see here. I guess John left is what he did. He gave up. Who could blame him? All right, so there's plenty of room for you on Monday Night Trivia. Like right about now, that would be a call, 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper coming up in minutes right here on WGN Radio.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum
I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Or who's willing to admit to being that? 1961 on RCA, don't you know? All right, so there's your bumper stumper, and here is your question that's going away at the end of next hour. 30 years ago, 41% of survey respondents said they'd considered physical violence if faced with this. That's right, physical assault. What was driving people to violence? 7% said they'd actually done it. And 30 years ago, by then, I had done it multiple times, actually. So, yeah, still do it. And yes, drives you to absolute violence. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, usually not the arrestable kind of violence. That's the way I can, you know, admit to you that, yes, I'm guilty. But no family, pets, or friends have been injured in the process. So what is it? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And I say that you can have any category you want. And Scott and Valpo wants a Kung Fu television. So I'm going to look this up as we speak. Scott, I didn't even know, was there a television series about Kung Fu fighting?
Dave Carradine, 1972, they put out a pilot. And then the show ran for 3 seasons, I think 73, 74, 75.
Really? I'll be darned.
And then he did a remake in the 90s, Kung Fu, The Legend Continues.
Okay. All right. Well, this is good. This is good. So the pilot, which was 1972, there was a pilot. It was released February 22nd of 1972. What was the title of the pilot? And by the way, it also aired as an ABC Movie of the Week that week.
Well, I had the video cassette. It just said Kung Fu, but was there a subtitle?
Oh, there is a title. Not only a subtitle, there is a title.
Oh, they just marked it as Kung Fu. I can see the VHS cassette in
front
of me.
We're talking about David Carradine in it and all that.
The title of the movie.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know.
Okay.
I've watched that pilot like
all right,
times.
So I mentioned David Carradine was in it. Who famously auditioned but was turned down?
Oh, Bruce Lee.
Right, okay, so you've got the right show. And it has an absolute name.
Way back in my mind, I can think of it, but I don't know.
When I tell you, you will instantly know. The Way of the Tiger, The Sign of the Dragon.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
Really?
No, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, The Way of the Tiger, The Sign of the Dragon, and you can see the trailer on YouTube and all of that. But yes, that was actually the name of it. Excuse me.
I've done this 3 times.
Yeah.
And the first time I did a show that I liked, The Night Stalker, I didn't get it. This time I did a show that I liked, I didn't get it. The second time I did a show I couldn't stand.
And got it.
And I got it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I could do that with Sex and the City, too, because I couldn't stand that show either. But my girlfriend watched it incessantly.
Uh-huh.
And one time, I was trying to build up my tolerance to it.
Oh, geez.
And she said, thank you for letting me watch that. I said, let's keep going. I was trying to build up my tolerance. I was like, no, play another. And then I got to six. During six, I went to the bathroom and violently vomited for 10 minutes.
Oh, well,
I came out of the bathroom, and I said, five. My limit is five.
Wow.
And that was that. Yeah, let's watch something else. Okay, so I'm not going to do that trivia for Sex and the City. No way.
All right. All right.
A bad memory.
Well, you pick something, and we'll do it next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, all these pilots and stuff like that, they have titles. But yeah, The Way of the Tiger, The Sign of the Dragon. And it was an ABC Movie of the Week, February 22nd, 1972. David Carradine, he got the role over Bruce Lee. So there. And Bruce Lee was ultimately involved, and you probably know all about that. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And let's see what we do. Oh, Lisa in Dundee. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Lisa?
Good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Yes.
Thank you.
I love hearing that. That's excellent.
I got my my pacemaker checked out earlier last week, and everything's fine.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so good. Well, may it continue for years.
Exactly. Well, in 10 years, I'll need a new battery, so...
I don't worry about things like 10 years. So
no, I know.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
I agree. Well, I just have one guess on that straggler. It's got to be something like when your computer crashes or...
There you go. I'll take it. Yeah, that's why I kept saying I've done it. Yes, yes. Computer
that
failure.
That kind of tipped me off because I thought it's got to have something to do with, especially when you said you were nonviolent, I could just see you... You know, picking up your computer and throwing it against the wall or something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, with great force. Now, it's really embarrassing when they get stuck in the wall. But,
oh, dear.
Yeah, right. Just apparently, yes, this is a big thing. And back 30 years ago, 1 in 6 people admitted the failure was due to their ignorance. Now, see, I do not throw these things when it's my ignorance. I actually get downright depressed. But, you know, I've often mentioned that the definition of insanity in Microsoft is doing the same thing the same way and accepting the same result, you know, because you don't get that necessarily.
Now, 30 years ago, though, the computers were...
Oh, yeah.
Pretty big and heavy.
Well, it depends. You know, we still had laptops and stuff like that, but 30 years ago...
Oh, we did.
Yeah, that was 30 years ago, we already had Windows 95.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and before that, you know, 3.1 of those. And then, of course, Mac at that point would have been like Mac OS 8 and all that. But, yeah.
I was picturing still having dial-up and everything.
And, 30 years ago?
Yeah, but I guess...
No, not the mid 90s.
I mean, it's already 26 years since the millennium, so.
No, not then. I'll tell you, my first computers, when I finally got drives, they were cassette drives, and that drove me crazy. And, you know, then we went to the floppies, the 5 1/4, and all of that. And then finally to the hard drives. But yeah, modems, I had modems in the mid 80s. And, oh, I was so excited. It was a 300 baud modem. Oh, man. And my big money drain was, I always called it CompuSuck, but CompuServe. Because it was I was on a million different of the boards, stuff like that. But what you're supposed to do is download it, you know, put all your answers in there and upload it. Not me. I just stay online for hours at a time. And the bill was outrageous. And then at 80, I guess it was 87, was when they came out with Prodigy. And I had a real love-hate relationship with Prodigy because, on the one hand, it was really nice for people, especially people not at all computer literate. But the problem was it was all a GUI, a graphic user interface. And so if you're blind, you couldn't see it. And I just hated that. And so, you know, and then AOL came on about that time, too. So, yeah, that's...
Computers are just, they're just so above me. I mean, I have one, and I use it for... email and for games and But, you know, and the occasion, I just don't know how people just do all these. If something moves, you know, I'll be typing an email and all of a sudden the whole paragraph's gone. And
oh,
I don't know what I touched or what
right.
I did. Or
right. Yeah, oh, so absolutely. But,
yeah,
you know, those of us long of tooth, we didn't think in a binary digital form. You know, if you're young today,
right.
this should really be second nature for your logic processes.
Yes, and I had gotten out of the workforce that uses computers, you know, before I had to learn, so.
Yeah.
You know.
And even if you take the time to learn, because, you know, I can do quite a few things, and I unfortunately I'm fearless, which is how I get into problems I get into, but I'm always using a terminal and all that, and, you know, I have no trouble memorizing all the commands, you know, so I'm fairly comfortable with that, but when I do that and the results I get aren't what they're supposed to be, then I get angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not what they're supposed to be because I've missed a step, then I just get depressed because I'm like, fool, I'm just a friggin' fool. You know, and that happens,
yeah.
believe me. And then
right.
I blame it on myself. But when it's literally not my fault, no, I go crazy, just crazy. Man, throw that thing, fling that thing, you betcha. So that is it. That's exactly what it was. And that was November 14th, 1994, Fortune did a big investigative article on it and found out that 41% said they'd considered physical assault and 7% had done it. Like I say, I think the number's higher today.
It must be, yeah.
And, of course, you mentioned they're lightweight, so they're much easier now to throw. So,
right. Exactly.
All right. Well,
okay.
Well, thank you. Hold on, don't go away, you're a winner.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely, we'll pick up the news in another hour of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
It's the Omni, ooh. It's the Omni, ooh. It's the Omni, ooh. And I don't know what to do. Well, I don't bother me no closely about these words I've chosen to you. Well, I shake with fright when he holds me tight and just ipsy-opsy-oo. These words don't have much meaning, but they fit quite perfectly. When we're in our secret rendezvous, we just ipsy-opsy-oo. Well, don't bother me so closely about these words I've chosen to you. Well, I shake with fright when he holds me tight and just ipsy-opsy-oo.
Ipsy-opsy-oo, yeah. Ipsy-opsy-oo.
Sha-sha-bla-dee-ya-da-doo-doo-wah.
Sha-sha-bla-dee-ya-da-doo-doo-wah.
Woo, shoo-bla-dee-ya-da-doo-doo-wah.
Woo, shoo-bla-dee-ya-da-doo-doo-wah.
Sha-bla-dee-bee-doo.
Sha-bla-dee-bee-doo.
Oop-la-ba-da.
Oop-la-ba-da.
These words don't have much meaning, but they fit quite perfectly. When we're in our secret rendezvous, we just ipsy-opsy-oo. You might say these words are crazy, but don't let it get you down. Well, you sure do hear this crazy phrase a-buzzing all over town.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? There's your bumper stumper, and that would be... When did you do that? 1955 on Flair. Yeah. All right. So who is she? 888-876-5593. Now, we need a new question. All right. Here we go. 50 years ago, psychologists at the University of Connecticut surveyed 400 people, asking them to rate the truthfulness of workers in common occupations. Not surprisingly, used car salesmen came in dead last, actually. Politicians almost tied them for the dishonored. But what I want to know, of all the possible occupations, what group was considered by the 400 people asked the most truthful? Yeah. And so 888-876-5593. 88-88. Raleigh, it was almost a tie, much like the bottom was almost a tie between the used car salesman and the politicians, but same thing for most popular. So there you have a question, which I think we'll probably dispense up tonight. That's my guess anyway. So 888-876-5593, 88-88. Raleigh. Nick is in Chicago. What's up, Nick?
Well, thank you.
I want to ask you, first I want to thank you very much and all your crew everywhere working like I do with Bill Cunningham on his show, which is on your station, for working on the Sunday nights into holidays. I love live radio, you know. It's like when you have not much else to do with your life, but you're interested in keeping up with yep. things that are going on in the world. It's just fantastic. So thank you, all of you who are working when you might have been otherwise recuperating from a few beers that you had or something.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Anyhow,
my pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. How do you spell your first name?
Rolly. Just like the phone number, 888-876-5593 is 8888-ROLLYE.
Oh, Raleigh. R-O-L-L-Y. Yeah, I thought it was like Sir Walter Raleigh.
Well, no, it was originally my mother gave me R-O-L-L-I-E, and then when I got to school and they wanted me to be in the Cub Scouts and things like that, she realized that it was a boy's name. So she feminized it. And turn the I into a Y, never knowing, of course, that 50 years later there was going to be an internet. No one can spell it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting. Okay, well, I'm glad I got that. Yeah, I was going to just give you a little bit of information I came across in newspapers. Let's see, here we got the Sun-Times from the Sunday paper, September 6th. It's about, remember Obama and that light-colored suit that he had?
Okay.
Yeah, you won't believe the story about this September 6th, which is just recently, the Sun-Times. It was made by a man who, as a little boy, was in Auschwitz. He was the only survivor. Several members of his family, including his parents, were killed. And then his name was Maximilian Grünfeld in German, with a U, with the umlaut, which is like a U-E. And he changed it when he came to America, and when he had the ability, he got a little older, to Martin Greenfield, which is what it means, Grünfeld, Greenfield. And anyhow, they never could find out what happened. He died, by the way, 94. I'm not going to go through the whole article.
Well, no, because now remember, Monday Night Trivia is just reserved for trivia. So, probably better that we discuss this on a Tuesday through Thursday.
Okay, yeah. But anyhow, yeah, he's the one who made the suit for him. And they don't know. Obama was asked about it, and some reporters asked him about it. And he says he thinks he gave it away along with some other clothing to something, you know. So anyhow, but that's interesting. I just thought it was interesting, little history there. Okay. It's so nice that you're on the air, live and everything. I'm live, too. I'm live and alive.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. I'd hate to think I was... Yeah. Well, of course, if I was getting a call from the other side, I'd really want to talk about that. But hopefully it'll be a long time before you're ready to make that one.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Nice to hear you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right. So, yes, indeed. I'll stop down instantly. If you're calling from the other side, we'll have much to talk about. But to date, we haven't had one of those calls yet. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And we have Karen in Madison. What's up, Karen?
What's up? I forgot the question.
Well, I believe it says on the screen that you want to do American Cities Trivia.
Thank you.
Okay.
My memory's failing.
Okay, I can do that. All right.
I just want to say he stole my lightning there. Mm. I really want to just thank you for always being there live.
Yeah.
Weekends are hard, and then, you know, politics. There's not a lot. Yeah. So thank you, and I'll just end with that, and now I'll wait for my question.
Okay.
I've forgotten.
Obviously, we have 50 states, and we have 50 capitals.
Yes.
Which capital has the least population?
Hmm.
And it's by far, by the way. It's not even close.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's 50 capitals because there's 50 states. Every one of those 50 capitals has people living in them. Like the largest, as far as population, is Phoenix with 1.6 million. Austin is second with close to 1 million.
I see.
What I want to know, who's number 50? Who's got the least population?
Okay. Well, I don't want to sit here forever, so I will. I will pick Boise.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that's not even close.
It's not right.
Well, I'll tell you, not by a lot. In fact, Boise's pretty big. The smallest only has 7,800 people.
Oh, my, a capital that only has 7,000?
Yes, a capital.
Oh.
And the second smallest has 13,600. The third smallest has 19,136.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, you can't sit on the phone and wait forever for your mind to work.
Here's the deal. Montpelier, Vermont has 7,800 people.
Montpelier. Okay, that's the one
Smallest.
The answer.
Right, and number two would be Pierre in South Dakota that has 13,600.
Yeah, I was going to try that. Well, I should have asked John to give me the answer. I should have snuck. But I'm not a cheater. So
well, he doesn't know what the questions are, so don't worry about it.
Well, you would know, but yeah. He would have known.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, he definitely would have known if I asked him that. He knows Montpelier very well. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks.
Let you go. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye.
See you later.
All right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, most people wouldn't think of Vermont, but it is as far as that goes. And, I should get the entire 50 states. Some of them are surprising as far as that goes, and some of them maybe not so much. But and of course it's not metropolitan areas; it's cities. That's why things like Austin can be number two with about 1 million people, or Columbus, Ohio is number three with 930,000, or Indianapolis with close to that, and Denver with about 730. But that's the deal. Obviously, the metropolitan area of Denver is more than 730,000 people, but the city's not. Nashville, 704,000. Yeah, that's a lot bigger today than it used to be. But nonetheless, the bottom, in case you were wondering, Montpelier, Augusta, Maine, Pierce, South Dakota. You got a lot of them as far as that goes. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So we're going to do, we're going to have Marguerite's going to get us on a bumper. I like it already. All right, Marguerite, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Good evening, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, what'd you hear, you know?
Okay, I think, is it Ella Fitzgerald?
Nope, no Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, boy, okay. All right, and thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good night.
All right, not even close. All right, so let's see. Oh, but Stan in Dearborn knows all. So, Stan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Good. Happy Labor Day for you.
Yes, you too.
Thank you. I've got a couple, or three of them that I know.
Okay.
The last one being Ipsy Oopsie Doo.
Well, Ipsy Opsy Oo, yes. Ipsy Opsy Oo.
Ipsy oopsie oo.
Yeah, opsy. Opsy oo.
Opsy.
Yes. Ipsy. Yeah, and by the way, it's spelled ISPY, but then opsy is OPSIE. It's like, wait a minute, be consistent.
Yeah, it's Shirley Gunther and the Flares.
That's right, the Flares, because it's Flair Records, of course, and Shirley Gunther, who is the sister of?
Well, I'm figuring his first name of the Flares and the Cornell Gunther.
Absolutely right.
And Ermites.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Quite a few groups to say with him as well.
True enough. All right.
And
what else you hear?
The Detroit group, Imperials, did Life of Ease on the Great Lakes label.
Yeah, what a nice song that is.
Oh, yeah. And that's a hard record to get.
Yeah.
Even on the label, it's got... co-written by Sax Carey.
Mm, interesting. Well, you know, that's also on a lot of the CDs, like the Ronnie I CDs and all that. And on one of them, they're actually crediting the Dozier Boys. They're not even crediting the Imperials.
Really?
And I thought, man, the Dozier Boys sound exactly like the Imperials. And someone else said, well, yeah, that's because they are the Imperials. It's a label copy. No. Yeah. All right. So, yes. So what else?
And Agnes, the Teenage Russian Spy.
Yeah.
The Sweet Sick Teens or the Sweet Teens?
No, you got it right. The Sweet Sick Teens.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You get it turned around sometimes. But those are the only ones I know.
All right. The first
be pretty good on the early stuff.
Yeah, the first one was Al Matthews' "Fool" on Columbia, and the "Don't Pity Me" that was Sue Lynn on RCA. Now I'm surprised that you didn't get "You Don't Need a Gypsy," but maybe I shouldn't be surprised. That was Robert John.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What year was that?
72, Atlantic.
72, Atlantic. Oh.
Yeah. Best thing he ever did was when he was on Columbia and did "If You Don't Want My Love." That was just a great record. And I know later he had all these big hits that I didn't want to hear, but the early stuff was just tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, as usual, you know your stuff, and got a few more coming up that you'll probably know too.
Yeah, I figured those were a little bit early for me, so I waited for the 50s.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Well, there is a 1957 coming up next.
So. Oh, okay, great. Okay, I'll be listening.
And you'll know it. All right, thanks. Oh. Appreciate it, Doug.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank
Dan.
You.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
all right,
good night.
So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Oh, speaking of the 50s, God love the 50s, Ralph in Rockford is back on WGN Radio. How's it going, Ralph?
Well, thank you very much. It's a great privilege that you are working on Labor Day.
Always, yes.
Yes, I mean, it's just amazing, and I really love your show, and I have to tell you one thing. In 3 weeks from now, I will be wearing, proudly wearing a T-shirt of WGN.
All right.
My favorite station.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
What color is it?
What color? I would imagine I won the T-shirt here about last week, and I know that was one of your you worked with him, John. So I won it.
Well, good. So you haven't gotten it yet?
No, I have. Well, it takes a couple of 3 years. A couple of months, weeks, but okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. And as I said, and now I have to, first of all, before we go into the August of 57, which I'm not sure I will pass, okay? But I have a question here for you. I know you will be able to answer.
All right.
Okay, so it is something that surprised me because, it was Bert Kempfert in Hamburg is supposed to have discovered the Beatles. Okay?
Okay.
And he was supposed to be the president or the CIO of Polydor.
Okay.
Okay, and unfortunately he died in 1980-81 of, he was a chain smoker, okay?
Right.
Right, and unfortunately, Nat King Cole was too.
Oh, of course.
Right, okay, so my question is that I thought when he died, Polydor quit the thing, but then I went to Saturday Night Fever LP came out, it says that it came under the Polydor,
Well, he was more into A&R, producing and things of that nature. He, I don't think, wanted to be the president. And his death was sudden in 1980. But I don't think that he was ever on that track where he wanted to be the president of the label. He just liked being head of A&R.
Yeah, but, what is Polydor? I know that Bert Kempfert was the first German American or German that ever had a number one hit in America.
Yeah, well, Polydor had been around, and you're right, it's German, since long before any of us were alive. It started in 1913. And then what happened was in 1917, it acquired Deutsche Grammophon, which was the plant that the German state took that over in World War One. And so then in 24, they officially launched Polydor as an export label. They were not looking at producing things for the country itself, but to export it elsewhere. In 46, it became dedicated to popular music. And still, it was the popular music division of Deutsche Grammophon. While the parent company, Deutsche Grammophon, was classical all the way. 54, they opened a UK branch. 61, and 61 was interesting because that's when Polydor, you know, the German Polydor, released My Bonnie, which was, of course, the Beatles. At that time, it was Tony Sheridan and the Beat Boys and all of that. But 1970, it really grew. You know, by the 90s, it operated under PolyGram, and then 99, it merged into Universal. So that's pretty much the history of it.
Okay, yeah, that's a very interesting history. I never knew that, believe it or not, but I was, when Bert Kempfert died on the island of Mallorca, Spain, and I was at the same time when he died there, but I didn't know he was there. I would have visited him.
Okay, well, 1980, yeah. And it's interesting, by the way, when we talk about Polydor, because most people say, oh, that's a London label from 1954. They don't realize that, no, that's a German label that opened the London branch in 1954.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for this information. And now, I'm you know, if you can get it before the news coming on, or we do it after the news,
It's Monday night, so you can't mess with the bumpers on Monday night.
No, I know, but I was going to do the charts.
Okay, we can absolutely do the charts. Hang on, we'll do it right after the news. 1957 is your year of choice?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the charts this week in 1957?
Yeah, all right. August.
August. Any particular week in August, or do I just get to pick one?
Yeah, no, the August, whatever you can get.
I've got them all. All right.
Where Elvis Presley was number one.
Okay, well, that's not hard. All right, hang on, don't go away. We'll do it right after the news right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there's your bumper stomper. Who are they? No, I know Stan would know, but do you know? And that came out in 1957 on Cadence. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we're back to Ralph in Rockford. You still with us, Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. Well, firstly, it wouldn't matter what week in August excuse me, of 1957 that we picked because Teddy Bear was number one in all of them. You wanted a number one Elvis record, you got it. So we'll move on from there, all right?
Well, okay. Can I say something, too?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I want to say something that Germany was so devastated, but Elvis, yeah, Presley was a big star.
Yeah.
In Germany.
Sure.
A big star. And believe it or not, I knew two people. I had one from, he was the Green Beret, and he was in 1959, he took Elvis into, he introduced it to Germany, mm-hmm. okay? And he told us about it, and
right.
he said, okay, and then I had another one, I played cards with the guy in Chicago as Cat, and I won twice the championship. But okay, but he was one of the chauffeurs, or the chauffeur that would Elvis, you know, run around Germany.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting. By the time Elvis was over there in the service, he already was a superstar because he was drafted in March of 58. And so, you know, a lot of hits before that had certainly crossed the pond. And it was interesting, too, while he was in the services, he did not want to be in an entertainment division. So he was a regular soldier, a tank scout and all of that, and did very well, obviously. So he was a big deal before he even got there.
Yeah, well, he was adored by the Germans.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Germany was so devastated that we were just looking for people like Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the opposite of poor Archie Bell, who recorded Tighten Up just before he left, and it was a hit while he was in Vietnam. He's, I'm on, that's me. And yeah, right, sure, it's you. It was.
Well, that was Archie Bell and the Drells.
Yes, yes. Actually, there were no Drells on that record. It was the TSU Tornadoes, but they put Archie's voice on it, and later there were some Drells. But all right, so...
Archie Bell and the Drells from Houston, Texas.
That's right. Yeah, where Archie still is, sadly, in a nursing home. All right.
Okay.
So we got Teddy Bear at number one. Number two, Bye Bye Love.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. Of course. Those were Don and Everly.
Don and Phil Everly, the Everly Brothers. You're right. Number three, Love Letters in the Sand.
Oh, boy, that was, you know, that he had a big hit in Germany with Petey Gonzalez.
Well, that was later, yeah.
Later, yeah.
It was a hit here, too, yeah. And the gal at the beginning of it doing the la-las was Robin Ward, who did Wonderful Summer.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Number four, So Rare.
Oh, boy, no.
It's a great record. On Fraternity.
Okay, let me... Think a little bit here.
It was a great, great record. I'll try to find it here. But
I thought it was Jimmy Dorsey.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right, you got it. So that was So Rare. Number four, Searching. You can do this.
I have to think about that. Searching. You know, the Coasters had a big hit. The biggest hit in Germany, the Coasters had... Charlie Brown.
Well, that was big here, too. But again, Searching was before it. Okay. Number six, Short Fat Fanny.
Oh, boy. No.
She's My Heart's Desire.
Hey.
It was on Specialty.
Okay, Search Fanny.
Short Fat Fanny.
Short Fat Fanny. Okay, I mean, she had a kind of a fanny. But I'm sorry, I have to pass on that. Okay.
Okay, that'd be Larry Williams, the guy who did Boney Maroney.
Yeah,
all right, then number seven, Tammy.
Oh, Tammy, that should be by... I thought it was Tammy Reynolds.
Well, there's a Reynolds, all right, but she's not Tammy. What's her first name? You can do it.
Debbie.
Yes, Debbie Reynolds. Tammy is Debbie Reynolds. And Tammy was... The reason that there's Tamla Records. Barry Gordy loved that song and wanted to name it Tammy Records and settled for Tamla. All right, number eight, Send For Me.
I didn't miss that, but did you say it was the guy who founded Motown?
Yeah, right. Well, one of his earlier labels was Tamla, and he based it on the song Tammy because it was his favorite record.
Right. Okay, so do you believe, I have a question about this guy, is he still alive?
Yes. Only the good die young. He'll be here for a lot more years.
Oh boy. Is he 97?
He's in his 90s. That's for sure.
No, I know he was born in 29.
Well, then you got your answer. He'd be...
97.
He was born, November of 29. He'll be 97 in the fall. So,
okay,
yes.
Well, he was a phenomenon. He is.
Well, absolutely. So, all right. So, moving right along, we got to number eight, Send For Me.
Send For Me. Okay. Then for me, I thought it was, that is my favorite old black artist, Nat King Cole.
Right, absolutely. Number nine, Whispering Bells. Oh, you can do this.
Well,
It always sounds like you're looking them up. But
as I remember them, they were... of the Del Vikings.
Yep, Del Vikings, that's it. Number 10, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down.
Oh, boy. And Write Myself a Letter?
Yes.
Okay. Think about it a little bit. I'm gonna sit right down on that. Oh, boy. It sounds like Billy Williams.
That is it. Billy Williams indeed. All right, so you got it. Good deal.
Well,
all right.
You.
Well, hang on. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the top 10 from August 12th, 1957. Yeah. So let's see. We'll put Ralph on hold there. And all right. So sooner or later, I'll put him on hold. There we go. My magic twanger was not behaving. But it is now. All right. So we're going to do Seinfeld trivia with Jeff from Homewood. We got Andy in Los Angeles. Yes, New York radio. 1960s, and in fact, let's do that right now. I had several questions in my mind but I figured, Andy, I figure we'll continue on the Mad Daddy theme for another week here.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, as you know, after the first disappointment at WNEW when he couldn't be Mad Daddy after one night,
mm-hmm.
Ultimately,
right.
He wound up going to WINS. Who hired him?
Yes, after Murray the K.
Well, who hired him?
1965?
No, well, 65 is when 65 is when they changed formats. It was actually late in 62, I think, or early 63. But it's very interesting because the program director of WNEW at that time had been his intern in Cleveland. So the guy...
Really?
Yeah, the guy rescued him. And he also went on to do a number of other New York stations later. But
was it Rick Sklar? He was at one
No,
point.
Thank God it wasn't. I won't do any Rick Sklar. I don't like to talk about people I don't like. In any event,
okay.
I just thought he was an overrated, lousy programmer. But that's just me. All right, so it actually, and you'll recognize...
Was he on the air, too? Was he on the air, the program director?
Not in New York, as far as I know.
Uh-huh.
When you're talking Cleveland, and you may talk about Pittsburgh, yeah, but New York, not as I know. You would know him not only from WINS, but also from PIX or KTU. All right, Neil McIntyre.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I say, Neil saved him. Of course, as you know, the mm-hmm. the first night of his run on WINS was affectionately known after that as the Mad Daddy Curse. And we can talk about why.
Yeah, maybe another day we could talk about. I still don't understand why they did it on that station, what they expected, but you know.
Oh, you mean on NEW?
Yeah. I know it's just a station, but
Yeah, but you got to know a little more about Mad Daddy, about Pete Myers, to understand a little more of the background, because he wasn't just your standard rock and roll crazy disc jockey. He actually was a trained actor. I mean, like the Royal School in London type thing, big stuff. And so they saw Mad Daddy for what it was, which actually was an act and a good act. And they figured that, well, when he gets to New York, he won't be doing his act. Well, of course, that's not what he figured. You know, so
I just like to have heard that switchboard that night.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, he went to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. That's what it was. His brother, Ernie, was a morning man in San Diego.
And he was a good MOR, too.
Yeah.
A good MOR disc jockey, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But he just wanted to do that daddy thing.
Right, and it was his shtick. He built it into a whole persona, and ultimately it led to his depression, as far as that goes. But well, next week what we're going to talk about is the Mad Daddy Curse.
All right. I just want one quick thing. Okay. You're talking about working on the holidays?
Yes.
Right? You're working on the holidays?
Yes.
Tom Likas, before he went off the rails, was on KFI.
Yes.
And he had a story about working Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
It was fascinating. It was like a Gene Shepard story. He was talking like 20 minutes. Did you ever hear that?
You know, I vaguely remember. I never heard it on the air, but I used to, you know Tom from when I was at KFI, and we'd have dinner occasionally and stuff, and I vaguely remember the story, but I
don't remember it either. I just know I was fascinated by it.
Yeah, I think that might have happened while he was still in, you know, suburban New York, if you will. You know, a fringe station. It was suburban something, but he was terrific. I liked him a lot.
Yeah. All right. I'll keep you.
Good deal. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. So I haven't talked to Tom in years, but he was always fun, and he had a producer who later became program director of KFBK in Sacramento and some other things. Who was also really nice guy. Used to. Enjoy them. And my producer there was Eric Braverman, who's a big deal with the Dodgers now. And in fact, I got an email for him like 3 years ago. I know. And I keep saying, I'm going to call him back. I will. All right. So, Eric, if you're out there, don't think you're not on my mind, because you are. All right. So, 888-876-5593. Let's get one more bumper stumper in here. I really kind of shortchanged you on some of these tonight. So, let me get one more in before the end of the show. And then we'll get Jim in Chicago is going to guess on our trivia question. Jeff in Homewood wants Seinfeld trivia. And, of course, Dave on the North Side wants the Flintstones. So, what else is new? Coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? Recorded in 1966 and unreleased until many, many years later. And when it was finally released, I'm pretty sure that they had the wrong session musicians credited for a lot of reasons. And if you know who it is, you'd know why I'm saying that. All right, so there's your final bumper stumper for the night. Let's see what we can do here. Jim in Chicago's got a guess on our trivia question, which becomes our straggler for next week if you don't get it. So if you don't remember, 50 years ago, psychologists at the University of Connecticut surveyed 400 people, asking them to rate the truthfulness of workers in common occupations. Not surprisingly, used car salesmen and politicians came in dead last. But who was viewed as the most truthful? So Jim in Chicago is taking a guess. And Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hey, how's it going, Raleigh?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, it's been a good day.
Good.
All right. Here we go. My guess is the first one is somebody in the medical profession, doctors, nurses, so forth, psychiatrists.
Good enough. I'll take it. Doctors.
Okay.
Absolutely
okay.
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine they'd be number one right now, but you're right about 50 years ago. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. That was quick. All right. So, yeah, quickest we've ever dispensed of a question, I'll tell you what. So there will be a new category next week. We'll put Jim on hold. The prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get something. Eventually something. You'll like the certificate, but the rest of the stuff be like a 45 or a tabloid or something. All right. So, Jeff in Homewood, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, how are you?
All right, how about yourself? I assume we are doing Seinfeld.
That's right.
Okay, well, I want to know what the name is of the counterfeit malfunctioning calculator that Morty Seinfeld and Kramer tried to sell to the residents of Del Boca Vista as a cheaper alternative to the wizard.
It wasn't the wizard. It was something like the wizard.
Yeah, good. What was it?
I can't think of it.
The Willard.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So, 888-8... Well, I'm not giving the phone number. I've got less than a minute. And that less than a minute would normally go to Dave on the north side, but I think Flintstones, don't you know, we'll do that next weekend, because literally it's less than 30 seconds now. So, I want to... by the way, all of the bumpers will be on Raleigh.net, as long with the answers to the two questions. New question next week. Full shows this week, and that would be starting tomorrow at 10 p.m. And if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. I hope you'll call. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for taking out this Labor Day to call me. And it was a lot of fun. We'll repeat it next Monday night for trivia, and tomorrow night the usual stuff right here. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Crime in the Crack, plus Pablo Luz and Bat Out of Dwell. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Buttload Bandit. Miami cops say a Corvette cruising crook and his pistol-packing posse allegedly pounced on a man, pummeled him, plundered his pricey jewelry, cash kicks, and prescription pills, then peeled out. Fort Myers police deputies later popped the 19-year-old and reportedly discovered the pilfered pill bottle protruding from between his buttocks. That's one way to turn a felony traffic stop into a full-body search. Marrakesh Supress, Chicago PD, in turmoil over two guns belonging to a cop found by feds in a Moroccan-born scoundrel's place in New York. The brass aren't blabbing, but the bum behind bars who claimed he's the son of King of Coke Pablo Escobar was connected to Chi-Town big shots before getting nailed for extortion. Federal agents just missed the departing dummy drug descendant as they broke in. The barefoot bozo bolting in his briefs as nosy newsers want to know who's the crypto cop, rife imitating art. Bat Plan begins. The majestic manor outside London where a Batman blockbuster was filmed has gone batflit crazy over the creepy cruising creatures. The owner's been ordered to hire a bat ecologist because the place is purportedly plastered with the vile varmints. Otherwise, local authorities say they'll seize the site. Just so happens in that flick young Bruce Wayne was scared stiff of the batty beasts. Shame bat climb. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.